Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islamite. Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to all of you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of Youth Station. This is Nahid having the honor of being with you, and here with me I have the pleasure of being with my very dear sister
Masuma. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Everything is nice. Let us say I have talked bad about you behind you to one of our common friends, and then you realize about it. What would be your reaction when you see me?
Well, if it was a few years ago, I would have reacted harshly. I would have, forgot you. I would have tried to run away from the places that I would meet you even.
Oh.
I mean, remove that person, not you.
Ghost me?
Yeah, not you. God forbidden. That person. I would have deleted her from my social contacts, from everywhere.
Like,
as if I even don't know them. Right now, I remember some friends that they had. Even I don't have their number. Like, once we had a kind of a problem at work, and then that person was kind of backbiting and was sad at us and all these stuff. A few months after that, one of my friends said, have you seen those kinds of words that she is just posting on social media? And on, the accounts that she knew that we were supposedly going to be there to watch. And I said, no. She said, how not? Why haven't you seen them? I was like, oh, I removed her number. So I don't have her number. So I didn't have access to her social media on WhatsApp or whatever application. So I haven't seen.
So you removed
her. See, this much. That I even didn't have the number. So I couldn't see what she's saying.
So you totally removed her,
yeah.
Blocked her,
yeah.
Physically, emotionally, mentally, yeah. And socially.
But now I'm more mature. I mean, I've learned more lessons, and I know how to react a bit in a more political, strategic way. But what about you? What if the same thing would happen to you? How would you react?
Of course, it depends on so many things, what has been said, to whom it has been said, and how close that friend was. So let's imagine the worst. Let's imagine that loveliest friend of mine that I really love, and she understands me, I understand her, we've been girlies and amazing.
Yeah.
If she says something bad, since I know her, and I know her lovely soul, I will not get angry at that moment. I will, but I will try to control it because I respect the years and the time we have been together. Secondly, I don't know the whole story yet. And I have learned this lesson that for me, at least, it works better to speak.
So you're patient.
I am not. I'm working on it.
Oh, very good.
I thought I was patient until I realized I'm not. So now I'm working on it. I'm going to talk to her. For me, that would work better because she's a close friend, and it's not just removable friend.
So as for your response, you would have gone and talked to her?
Yes, for this specific important friend.
Would you tell her the exact thing that you heard?
I would be honest.
I heard this, so is it true or not?
I will be honest with her. I will be like, I heard this, that you said this. What's the story? And I'm sure if we would talk, she would have a good explanation. And since we both are honest, as far as I know by now, we're going to be able to solve the problem. But if it's not a very important friend, maybe it's just a colleague that we counted each other as friend. You know, like the very beginning level of friendship. When then I would, keep my distance.
So that is
to protect myself.
Nice strategy.
Yes, it highly depends on the person. Because you cannot have one size doesn't fit all. Come on. I cannot have one rule for everything.
It's also the improvement. I mean,
This
world has taught us different ways. Maybe in the past, everyone would have gone for a kind of fight or a struggle.
Yes, yes.
But these days, people are changing. They
are
learning the calm ways of confrontation.
Yes.
They talk to each other, which is very nice. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that there are many difficulties rooted in this calm confrontation. I mean, as for me, I said I'm changing my strategies, but it is hard for me. It's hard to see that same person again and again. It's hard for me to be the same.
It is.
And this makes it difficult, makes it challenging. So let's devote today's episode and talking about the different ways to respond under situations. On the occasion that you know that your close friend, I don't know, a relative, a family member, has said something that would make you sad.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back to Youth Station. We're talking about how we would respond if someone has talked bad about us. Yeah. Behind us, very importantly.
Well, the first strategy for many people is deleting that person.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends. I mean, it has different layers as for me. As I said, I've changed these days. And what I meant is this, that up today, if the same thing happens to me, first, I would not think about it. I mean, as a supervisor, sometimes I get harsh criticism, harsh messages or comments from the teachers that are complaining. Even some of them are so young. And I know that she or he doesn't mean the thing that they're saying. So I get some messages, but the first thing that these days I do, in the past, I used to just read them and then, okay, you were rude. Rude people are not in my circle, fired. I used to be like this. But these days, I changed in this way that I don't check my messages. I don't see them. I don't try to think about them. If I heard something, I will not think about it for a while. Like maybe 2 or 3 days, I will not check the message. I will not answer. I will not talk to that person so that my mind is in a more comfortable mood.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go for a decision.
Oh, so you're managing your emotions.
Yeah, in this way that I postpone. I delay my answer to some time so I can just focus better.
That's very interesting, actually. I think that would work very good in work life because, deleting people, removing people from our life, blocking them was an easy option when we were high school students.
Yeah.
But now, well, we are in a bigger world, we're in a bigger society, and just ditching people is not an option for everyone. As you mentioned, they're your colleagues. They can be, and the worst situation can be their family.
Yeah.
Imagine one of your close family members, maybe your sister. Oh my God, like this is possible. Now that I'm saying it, I cannot imagine it because my sister is such a sweet little girl. She's younger than me, so I will always see her like this little
baby. You're a supportive person.
Yes, this is little baby of mine. So if she ever talks bad about me and then I realize, of course it's going to break me. It's going to hurt me. But I cannot remove her. We are together. Even if we're living in separate houses, we are still connected. So it can be really hard.
Yeah.
And I'll stick to my still same strategy of communication. Communication is the key for me. I would talk to them because these kind of relationships are important. Close friends, families. We have invested so much time, bond, and emotions in it that it needs a good communication. But for example, if such thing would happen for me in work, then yes, I would use your method. That's nice.
Yeah.
I would wait for a bit better, cold mind, not hot, angry mind. And then I would try to solve the problem.
Yeah, it's so important that we know that it's in our nature that we would like to react harshly.
Yes.
I mean, it's part of my nature as a human being that the moment that I see some negative ideas, I would like to attack. I would like to, react in a harsh way. So once I realize that, okay, it's normal, but let's control it.
Yes.
Maybe during the day you see lots of people, you would like to punch them in the face, but then you control yourself.
Yes, we do. And you also mentioned a part just a few sentences ago that you'd understand them. When you mentioned that they're young and you understand them, that is also very nice. That we need to understand them. What made him or her say that? Are they mature even yet or not? What did they mean? Maybe they meant something else. And this person who's coming and telling me that person A has talked, is even this person trustable or not? What is this person looking after? Is this person, trying to make our relationship get screwed or what?
Yeah, even is my close friend at that moment okay? Maybe she was so pressurized. Maybe I did something before that made her this overwhelmed that she wanted to react or say these stuff. And the other thing that, Massimo, there's a lesson I learned from one of my colleagues. He's a psychologist.
Yes.
And a few years ago, those first years that I was at work, as I told you, I was so young. So once we had a kind of argument, I wouldn't have just waited for it to be over. And I would fire that person, that teacher, say, from the institute because of the reason that she or he was rude, for example. Then one day he came to me. He's my friend's husband. He's the he's a kind of, say, a friendly person who would like to change everything to a positive way. Mm-hmm. And then he told me this, and this really changed my mindset. He said, okay, imagine that you've done this for all people around you, everyone who was rude, everyone who was not following your criteria and your rule. Then are you going to bear everything together all alone? Mm-hmm. And are you supporting yourself, your character, as an educated person? Or when you are doing so, you are just taking revenge? You know, sometimes, knowingly or unknowingly, we are just supporting our ego. We are not going for protecting our soul.
Yes.
This is very important, knowing that the way we react sometimes is rooted in the ego. I want to keep my position. I want to tell everyone that I have this position and I'm proud of it. So because of this, once a person is standing in front of me, I will remove them.
Oh.
So this makes it even ugly, makes it
ruder
than the thing that that person has done.
Because now you're aware of what's going deep inside you.
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes people, we human beings, we are just protecting our ego. We are highlighting our ego and we forget about our soul. Our soul as a human being should look at each other as sisters, as even regarding the younger people, like our younger siblings, once we look at them in a motherhood way, in a way that I'm going to be supportive for them, I'm going to help them improve. So in this way, we would not have done those things. We would not have gone for those reactions.
That's really interesting. So you mean that we might also want to change ourselves and see the point that they want. Yeah, not to feel hurt and, you know, pull a guard, but to think. Think outside your body. That,
and this is more on our side, not the side of that person who has done a mistake, be it whatever thing they have done. Here we are thinking about ourselves, the way I am behaving and the effect I am having on this problem. Am I worsening it or am I just solving it?
And it's really interesting that whatever strategy that we're using, as your friend mentioned, that we need to think about it, that what will be the outcome in me and around me in long term.
Exactly.
If I keep having this strategy for long term, will I have any people left around me? Will I be able to make a better, you know, communication with my society?
And can I handle my life?
Yes, that's very interesting.
So this is very important that once we want to think about the ways to react, we have to go inside as well. Think of ourselves after the problem. I mean, okay, now my friend has done a mistake. What if a few days later, after my reaction, I will be the bad person in this story? The way I acted makes it worse. So this is also important. The other thing is that we can just set boundaries. I mean, we can use our trust, as you said in the story of your friend, we can use our trust, this trust between us, to rebuild our relationship slowly. Maybe we get hurt at the moment, but once we talked, once we go back and we feel like, oh, I trust this person. Mm-hmm. So maybe what they have said was not like this. Maybe they didn't mean this way. So this can also help. And regarding our religion, our great prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said, backbiting is worse than adultery. So backbiting is one of the kinds of sins that is never accepted. But also in this situation, the person who is telling us this story is the one to be blamed.
Yes, of course, as I already
and
mentioned.
And we are being part of it.
We need to also encounter that. What is this person looking for? What was its aim? Was it really for my sake?
Most of the times, no.
What are they up to? In simple words, what are you up to? Why are you telling me, okay, someone said something, someone did bad to me, and I have no idea. What are you up to by telling me? Are you really trying to save me? Or did you even, you know, talk back to her? Did you defend me or not? You know, this has this topic. However, it seems very simple, yet it is very complicated. It is complicated because it has different aspects and layers to it. Was I really wrong? Why was the one who is backbiting really backbiting? Why is this listener coming and telling me? And what should I do? All these layers really make everything complicated. But I'm sure with just, you know, having some healthy boundaries and being nice toward ourselves and others, we can solve the problems.
Yeah, we are the modern citizens of the world. Yes. We say we are equipped with everything and technology mm-hmm. and all the lessons and all the books and stuff. So we have to act like one.
Yes.
So next time that you heard something of a friend that you really love or a family member, relative, whoever, and you felt like you have to react harshly, wait for a second, think, and then decide, are you going to go mm-hmm. for revenge? Are you going to forgive? And what strategy you, as a Muslim, are going to choose, which is not going to be the place that you regret. With all these great wishes, we end today's episode. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings, be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that, inshallah, in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.